Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are broadcasting live from the Schnucks in O'Fallon, Illinois. It's one of the best Schnucks we've been to, and we've been to quite a few. The smoked ribs, the homemade fried chicken, we have the homemade brats. Just everything is outstanding, the donuts. Come on by and say hello. Cam Jansen will be here at 12 o'clock. And speaking of hockey, there's no better story this year with the Blues than the story of Layla Anderson, who's 10 years old and has been an inspiration to everybody in St. Louis. She joins us now with her mother, Heather. Ladies, good to be with you. How are you today?
We're good. How are you?
Very good. Well, Layla, first of all, let's lead with you. You have a big day coming up at Busch Stadium this weekend. Tell our listening audience about it.
Well, I am very excited. I mean, I can't believe my fame from the Blues has now made its way over to the Cardinals fans and how they like me, too. And just all of St. Louis in general, I couldn't thank them enough for all the support.
So the Cardinals will host their fourth annual Join for Joe Bone Marrow Drive at Busch Stadium this Saturday, July 13th, against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Fans can stop by the Ford Plaza, where blood cancer survivors, donors, and patients awaiting a transplant will be on hand to share their experiences and explain the commitment required to join the registry. Those interested will be able to join the registry that day and be walked through the process by representatives from Be The Match. Those unable to join in person can request a check swab kit anytime by texting the Cardinals to 61474. And that is a way of really helping out. Heather, I got to ask you, from a mother's perspective, put it into words what those 63 days were like in terms of the Blues playoff run and your daughter being the inspiration.
Wow. You know, being in isolation and just her being sick for almost 2 years, leading up to isolation, leading up to the transplant, being stuck at home, being stuck in the hospital, you know, the days before everything happened, she was just in a very low and sad spot. So to see her always support her boys and always believe in them, you know, and they allowed her to kind of be on the ride with them. So to see her spirits lift, I honestly believe that Layla's donor saved her life just as much as the boys in the city of St. Louis. They really gave her hope and gave her something to fight for, and it was, you know, a dream come true.
Layla, how did it all begin? How did the association begin with the St. Louis Blues and yourself?
Well, I have always been a Blues fan at heart, and before I got all sick and stuff, I would just go to the games, and I was the regular average fan. And then when I did get sick and I actually introduced myself, the boys have just kind of become my friends. And I don't look at them differently because they play hockey in the NHL. I just look at them as my best friends. And that's really how they treat me.
And have you kept in contact with them at all after the Stanley Cup victory? Are you texting or calling, or have you seen any in person?
Yes. Actually, I DM Colton quite often. And I had coffee with him before he left for his day with the Cup, which was very special. And I keep in contact with a lot of them. And, I mean, they're just my friends now.
Heather, tell our listening audience about the letter that your daughter received from the mayor of Boston. It was a real classy gesture, wasn't it?
Oh, it really was. I mean, you know, when we were first invited to Boston, I never thought that that would even be a possibility with her being in isolation to go to get on a plane, to go to another city. You know, it's another thing to have it here in St. Louis where everybody kind of takes care of her and you know, and loves her and supports her. But the city of Boston was great to Layla. They really were. I mean, all the workers there were so amazing and so glad she could be there. And even the fans after the game were just, you know, we're sad we lost, but we are so happy for you, Layla. So the city of Boston has been great. But to receive that letter from the mayor, just for him to take the time out to write that to her was amazing. And Layla, in return, the day she got that, wrote him a letter back. I don't know what she said because she sealed it up before I could proofread it. But she did send him a letter back and sent him a few Layla Strong bracelets. So I hope he received that, and it meant something to him, too, because that letter meant a lot to us as well.
In fact, I'm wearing a Layla Strong bracelet as we speak. They really are stylish. Heather, one more. Who else, besides the Blues players and besides the mayor, who else are you surprised about that they've actually heard of your daughter's story and you just can't believe that this person knows about it and is, you know, trying to support my daughter? Anything else jump out at you?
It's pretty crazy. At least 10 to 15 cards have come in the mail that people from all over the U.S. have donated money to St. Louis Children's Hospital in Layla's honor, and they say a wonderful little message. And I have to be honest with you, most of them are from Boston. The hockey community is just a different kind of community, and they really have supported her and embraced her. And we ran two errands this morning, and both places asked to take a picture with Layla, and just the kind words they say to her, and you know, they just want a picture with her, and they just want to hug her, and it just means a lot. It really does. People are just so loving to her, and have really fell for her story and fell for who she is. So we're just grateful for everybody.
And how about your daughter's health right now? I know she's making strides. Give our listening audience a little idea how she's progressing.
She's doing really well. We were at the hospital all day yesterday. We had to do a few treatments. On Tuesday, she will, the port that is in her chest that they draw blood from, and that's where they enter all the medications and her chemo at the time, that will be removed on Tuesday. And then on Friday, we will have an MRI of her brain. Her condition is solely affected the condition of her brain, so we're going to see if any areas have improved at all. And we're excited to see what's happening.
Now, Layla, I want to ask you, when you're through beating this, what are your hopes and dreams? What do you want to do with your life? I know if you wanted to, you could be a television sportscaster and we'd all lose our jobs. We've seen the incredible work you've done on Channel 5, but I'm sure you have higher goals than that. What would you like to do with your life?
My dream job is to be a pediatric brain surgeon and pretty much just help all the other kids that are going through some stuff similar to what I have been through, because I know it is not fun, and whatever I can do to help, I am 100% willing to do.
So, Layla, how did you become so courageous at such a young age? How'd you turn out to be so tough? Why?
I just think my whole family, that's just how my family is. My mom and my dad are very mature people, and my whole family is just, it's just how we are, and they've just raised me to be that way, and I'm very grateful for it.
Hmm. And then a final thought, what were your emotions like in Boston when you saw that clock ticking down in Game 7 when it said 4-3-2-1? What was going on in your heart when that was happening?
I just couldn't have been any more proud of how those boys went from last place to the Stanley Cup final and actually winning.
Awesome. Layla, Heather, thanks so much for your time, and good luck tomorrow at Busch Stadium. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for everything. We really do appreciate you.
All right. That is Heather and Layla Anderson. St. Louis Cardinals and the St. Louis Baseball Writers have teamed up to sponsor Join for Joe, an annual bone marrow drive to add individuals into the National Bone Marrow Registry to increase the chances of finding a donor match for cancer patients awaiting a life-saving bone marrow transplant. Join for Joe is an annual drive, and it's an awareness campaign organized to honor the legacy of our old friend Joe Strauss, a gifted journalist and longtime Cardinals beat writer for the Post, who passed away in December of 2015 after a courageous battle against leukemia. So tomorrow it's gonna happen at Busch Stadium against the Diamondbacks. You can stop by the Ford Plaza for more information. Before we go to break, I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and that is McBride Homes, Missouri's largest home builder. They're offering incredible deals through the entire month of July during their Red, White, and Move sale. Buy a new McBride home in July, receive $2,000 to $10,000 off the base price of a new home. Celebrate the season with incredible savings on new McBride homes. McBride has over 40 communities throughout the metro St. Louis area and over 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, homes to fit every lifestyle and design with you in mind. McBride's Red, White, and Move sale is for July only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details. We'll take a break. We'll read some text when we come back. We're broadcasting live from the Schnucks in O'Fallon, Illinois. Come by and sample some of these ribs. Chuck Tuna is back for more.
We kicked you out. Leave.
Talk about a box for Dom. It's a box for Chuck. We'll be right back.